go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
All right, I ring up a random person, I ask them a ridiculous bunch of questions, and I dupe them into thinking it's serious for the country, and they fall for it every time.
They hang on the line. I don't know why.
I won't lie, there are a few people when I say they just put the phone down. Sometimes, yeah. Okay, Sherlyn Barnes, how many questions will I ask this morning?
Okay, I'm going to go with 6 questions.
6 sips?
13 questions.
Well, you guys are like poles apart here.
You said it's a number that doesn't usually come up, so we're trying.
Okay, Ramiz?
We have 8 questions today.
We lost.
Okay, producer Brad.
7 or 9.
That's not how it works.
Okay, 7 or 9. One of you is correct.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Here is this morning's senseless survey. Now, the last question is possibly the most important question of the lot. Wait for it.
Good day and welcome to Antinode Hotel Cape Town. I'm speaking, may I be here?
Good morning, sir. I'm agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Senseless Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple questions for your country. It won't take more than 5 seconds, I promise.
Yes, sir.
Why is there security at every level of an airport, but then when you get to baggage claim, it's like, yeah, take whatever you want?
Yes, I noticed it.
You only realize how long it takes to use an entire tube of toothpaste when you live alone.
No, never.
So, do you wonder sometimes if you could get away with murder? Then you realize that you can't even eat ribs without getting sauce all over your face.
No, never, ever.
Are you offended by your phone when you turn on the camera and it's on selfie mode?
Yeah.
Do you want to be the level of rich where you don't get mad at the price of biltong?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell people are judgmental just by looking at them?
Yeah, sometimes.
So, did you wait and see if you liked your first baby before you had another one?
Oh. Yes, I do.
Do you know that there is no classy way to clean a cucumber?
Put down the phone, sir.
At the very least, I think he enjoyed you a lot.
Great, yeah. Laugh, yeah. Now.
I think he enjoyed those senseless questions until you got to the cucumber.
Now, think about that last question for a second. Yeah. The chefs of the Western Cape, you're some of the best in the world. Mm. How do you know when you clean a cucumber? Mm. How do you?
Mm-hmm. Is there like a proper chef's way?
Think of the action involved with that.
You just hold it and let it run under the tap. What's what is the?
Gotta hold it with your left hand and wring it out.
Yeah, you gotta apply a bit of friction to get maybe the elements.
The grip is important.
The insecticides off of it, you know, because you know you can't slice it and then clean it.
Mm-mm.
That's too much hard work.
Gotta do it all.
Yeah. You have to. Profound,
a lot to think about.
No classy way to clean a cucumber.